Hi, and welcome to this video, which is going to be about thyroid issues and allergies. As an alternative therapist throughout 11 years, and because I've had more than 6,000 clients, the pattern I see, as many other alternative therapists does as well, is that the thyroid issues are related to us speaking up for ourselves. But there is another level that I have not yet read on the internet or read in any books, which is the fact that overload of system. If you are overloaded at your workplace, financially, have a hard time, if you feel overloaded in your marriage, when it comes to children, or just have been stressed for a long time, when you overload your system, your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems are not working as a team. The sympathetic systems is what's primarily working when you're doing something, and when you relax, your parasympathetic nervous system takes over. One is feminine and one is masculine, because sympathetic is doing and parasympathetic is being. So when that nervous system is not working, that means the rest of the system is not working either. And when your system is not feminine, masculine, open, closing, contracting, and I can't say the other word, opening and contracting, that's the word. When your body doesn't manage these simple things, opening, closing, taking food in and not pooping out the rest of the food, I'm so sorry for my language, but when your system is out of balance, it's normal that your thyroid gets out of balance. So please, dear beloved spiritual sisters out there, do not get medicine for your thyroid issues. Do not let any doctor remove your thyroid. Read the book, The Medical Medium by Anthony William, and I believe it's out without the. I think it's just called Medical Medium and Anthony William. It's a great book. There's a video called Pure Eating. You can have a look at that, where I mentioned his lifestyle. Your body is capable of finding and restoring itself to its original balance if it gets the proper help. And it is not medicine, because medicine is not does not have a high vibrant, high frequency as your body does. So that's one thing, eating proper food that can restore your inner balance, which is pure organic food, which is very much alive, which is fruit and greens and vegetables. I'm not a vegetarian myself. I do not eat a lot of meat. Yesterday, a friend sent me a text. Sanne, I'm sitting here with one of my friends, and she has issues with her thyroid. And I believe there was something else too. There was another thing in the text, but I said this to her. When you have difficulties with your thyroid, it's mostly because you're not speaking up for yourself. You're not there for yourself. It's also related to the fact that when you say yes when you're supposed to say no. So what happens is, when you don't speak up for yourself, is when Peter insults you and you just say and you swallow it, and it's the energy literally gets stuck in your thyroid, how strange that might be, but you're here at this side because you're an open person. So Laura speaks down to you and you don't say that's not okay, so you swallow another energy ball that gets stuck in there, or in your chest, or in your belly, in your digestion system, and creates an imbalance there. So then you put a higher pressure on your own system because you create these energy blockages. So what you're supposed to do is, you say to Peter, hi Peter, thank you, I would love to another day, but not today, thank you. That's what you're going to say to Peter, for example. And Laura, she was insulting you. I do not like you speaking to me like that, so please stop. When you do that, you're taking in the energy, you don't swallow it, you're sending it back. So standing up for yourself is a part of healing your thyroid. The other thing is, if you keep being stressed at work and frustrated about that and afraid of that, you keep yourself stuck in this overloaded position or way of living, which then your hormone systems everywhere in your body says, I can't restore the balance. So I go into an overstate. So The lady I gave an advice to yesterday was two things. One, stand up for yourself, speak up your mind when someone, for example, insults you. Say more yes to yourself and no to others, and make sure that you not keep being stressed and overloaded. When you read the book Medical Medium by Anthony William, you will get so many great tips about how to restore your thyroid, which is about, for example, having dulse, which is seaweed, that will restore the balance in there. I had to pause because I was thinking about something. So, three things: speaking up your mind, also forgiveness. I just get that intuitively. Forgiveness, forgive yourself and forgive others. And then it's also the fact that you can't be stressed all the time. You have to do what you can to just be feminine so your parasympathetic nervous system can come and pat you on the head and say, I will heal you, my friend. I will take good care of you. You can't keep running out there and just give your body the finger. You have to take good care of yourself. And then there are also the nutritional part. Many women have so many hormone imbalances, and that book, Anthony Williams, The Medical Medium, will help you a lot. I hope you got inspired a little bit more and got a little bit wiser about your thyroid, and please get a relationship with it and get a relationship with your body. Your inner self will love you for it. Thank you for watching today, and take care.